Hi there. The word for you today is, it's all about attitude. In 2 Chronicles 25 verse 2, we read Amaziah did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight, but not wholeheartedly. King Amaziah did all the right things, but he wasn't wholehearted about it. You know, you can do the right thing and still not be blessed. And why is that? Because you did it with the wrong attitude. Take, for example, the subject of giving. The Apostle Paul writes, I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind what you'll give. That will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting. God loves it when the giver delights in his giving. God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. As one psalmist puts it, he throws caution to the winds, giving to the needy in reckless abandon. His right living, right giving ways never run out and never wear out. This most generous God who gives seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your meals is more than extravagant with you. He gives you something you can then give away, which grows into full-formed lives, robust in God, wealthy in every way, so that you can be generous in every way, producing great praise to God. You say, is that in the Bible? 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 through 11, reading from the Message. Notice two things. Your level of giving determines the level at which you receive. And number two, your attitude in giving determines your abundance in receiving. So, when you make up your mind what you'll give, consider God's goodness to you, decide what you should give, and do it with a heart of joy. It's all about attitude. Okay?